This was one of those weeks when the grimmest news dominated the nation's front pages, the killings and mutilations of Americans in Iraq. But there was also what seemed to be good news about job growth. So we thought it'd be a good week to check in with newspaper editors around the country to find out what's on the minds of their readers and how they're reacting to the news. Scott Crandall is with the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, Montana. Jason Green edits the Clanton, Alabama Advertiser, and Doug Clifton is with the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello there.
How are you?
Let's go first to Kalispell, Montana, and Scott Crandall. Scott, how did your readers react to what they were reading about mutilated bodies in Fallujah?
Well, I think it was shock, kind of the same kind of shock that happened in Somalia. This is just one more level of violence that was pretty personal for people. You know, the car bombs and all the other things, this just shows, I think, the viciousness of the attitude of things over there. And I think people are a little bit scared of the depth of the hatred, obviously, that's evinced by an incident like that.
Did the Daily Interlake feature photographs of those mutilated bodies in Fallujah?
We ran a story on the front page, but none of the gory photos. The main story on our front page was that our National Guard unit was coming home from Iraq. I mean, that dominated the front page for like 3 days. And we had 45 soldiers over there for a year, and they came home intact, fortunately. They had a parade from the airport through town, and the organizers, they laid out 13,000 yards of yellow ribbon they tied from everything on about a six-mile route. So we had good news next to the bad news.
Jason Green, how about your readers in Clanton, Alabama?
It was shocking, and it was disturbing. And it reminds us all that there are going to be some ugly scenes that our citizens will have to deal with as this continues.
How did you handle this story, and how did your readers react to it?
We ran a story. We did not run a photograph. We had an option to run some photographs, but based on what I saw and based on what I know about our community, I did not feel that they would be very well received at all.
Doug Clifton in Cleveland?
The email, letters, phone calls, I think galvanized people who were opposed to the war. And we got a lot of outpouring of sentiment to the effect that it's time we pulled out. This is evidence of the folly of the war. Naturally, those who favor our presence there were less vocal, and they expressed shock and dismay. The death of the fellow in Iraq dominated discussion and headlines for a day or two.
One of the contractors who was killed in Fallujah.
A 32-year-old man.
And despite that horrible news from Fallujah this week, there was some hopeful news, at least on the economic front, when the Labor Department issued new numbers about job creation, and job creation seems to be sharply higher. Unemployment also increased slightly. I'm curious about the job situation where each of you is. Are there new jobs? Is the economy recovering?
This is Doug in Cleveland. Northeast Ohio has suffered a great deal during this recession, and unemployment is high here. This is an area that is dominated by manufacturing, and manufacturing has suffered the brunt of the down economy. So joblessness is an issue of great importance here. We're in the thick of a presidential election. The Democrats are arguing that the economy is going to be an issue that George Bush needs to explain. Everything surrounding the economy becomes a political issue.
Scott, in Kalispell, is there any sign of job creation there, any sign of economic recovery there?
Oh, there are signs all over the place. I'm not sure it's an immediate recovery, but we're in the middle of a pretty serious growth boom here. Retail expansion is going on like crazy. They're going to add 500,000 square feet of retail space in one area this year. They just finished building 500,000 last year, and there's the largest mall in Montana they're planning to build here in the next couple of years after it gets over some legal fights. Construction industry is probably leading the recovery. We're building another 2,000 houses a year this year, and we're in a valley with like 80,000 people. So, I mean, there's a lot of areas of growth.
And what is it at the heart of that? Is it retirees? Is it tourism? Or is timber coming back?
Timber is not coming back that well. I think most of it is it's a place that's been discovered, like a lot of places in the West. A lot of retirees.
Yeah, it's one of those, I think Rand McNally calls them the mild and wild places that are attracting retirees and people who can work where they want.
Yeah, we've got plenty of those, of little startup businesses or people who have a second home here who move a business here.
How about in Clanton, Alabama, Jason Green?
Right now, I think we have an unemployment rate that's well below 4%. But what we're seeing, and particularly the county seat, which is Clanton, we're seeing industrial growth. We're located in what is often called the Golden Triangle here in the state. We're about 70 miles from major automotive manufacturers. We're 70 miles from Mercedes in Vance, Alabama, near Tuscaloosa. We're about 70 miles from Honda opening their new plant in Lincoln. We're about 70 miles also from the Hyundai plant in Greenville. So we're in a place, an area in the state that is growing very rapidly. The gentleman from Montana said that they're seeing retail development. We're seeing that similar retail development. We are seeing our economic base expanding, but I think that has a lot to do with our location in the state between the capital and the state's largest city, Birmingham.
We've been speaking with three newspaper editors, Scott Crandall of the Kalispell Daily Interlake in Montana, Jason Green of the Clanton Advertiser in Alabama, and Doug Clifton of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.